Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, making your way in the world today. It takes everything you got. Sometimes you gotta go to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Bong, dun, bong, dun, bong, dun, bong. Dun, dun. And I'm here with Keith and Hamda. You wanna go where the people know and travel out all the same. In the minute last week on Keith and the Girl, featuring Keith Malley and Hamda. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us. I love your new theme song.
Coming in hot, coming in super hot, like a supernova. How are you doing? JK, cancel that question. Is everyone okay?
I came up with another answer for how are you doing? And it is, I'm challenged. I'm challenged.
I end up saying, it's weird, you know.
That's pretty good, Keith, because that sounds very authentic to you.
Like, thank you.
You wouldn't necessarily need to be in COVID or in, you know, racial unrest times in order to say that. I feel like that's just like any old Thursday for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it fits, yeah.
Eat feats. So I'm still here at my parents' house. Okay. Very chill, very relaxed.
You didn't see in the news that apparently the whole fucking world is partying?
Well, we're partying. I keep calling us the Three Amigos, but my stepdad rejects that. He says that he's not part of that. And that he wishes I would stop trying to claim him as an amigo.
Why? Are you guys appropriating or you're just, he's not as much of an amigo?
He's like, come on, you know, stop trying to make it happen. We're not cool like that. My mom was like, will you get her a house key made so that she can go in and out? He was like, no, I'm not. She can't have a key. She can't stay here.
Yeah, maybe it's like my dad who told me every day when I was a kid, I'm your father and not your friend. And I'm like, I know, but I'm watching TV. You know, is that important now? Not your friend. All right, we got it.
Okay, yeah. I didn't want to be friends with you anyway. Right. So I'm glad we're on the same page.
And what did we do that? That would have confused me if you were my friend or not.
It's because we went to Dairy Queen. I think we're friends.
Well, I'm not sure if you even like me. I don't think we're friends.
No, but he's mostly kidding, I think, my stepdad. We're gonna
but
go
you
with
still don't have a
he's
key.
He's kidding. Yeah.
He's totally right. Kidding.
He did make me one today under duress. But I am going back to the city tomorrow. Gotta get stuff, you know, squared away, doing packing, doing cleaning, doing dentist, you know, all the stuff, all the phase one stuff that you can do. I'm going to do it.
May I recommend gas at your dentist's office?
Good idea. Smart thinking.
A little less painful, a little more exciting.
I'm a little nervous. You know, I don't do drugs. So I'm afraid to experiment, but...
Oh, well, I totally get that. For me, the dentist was a gateway drug. It's just like my fear of getting high versus my fear of the dentist, the getting high one. Yeah.
Right.
But I could see getting too nervous about that. So
yeah,
I take that back.
You know, it's in Midtown. It's a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Do it.
Maybe
Do
she'll
it.
Just remove all my teeth and we'll call it a day.
I wish, right?
Yeah. And then I'm coming back here and then, you know, it's going to be a summer of sort of socialite behavior, hopping and bopping around the Eastern Seaboard, you know, various bodies of water, various vacation homes, residences. I'm going to be summering.
Summer.
I'm going to be summering as a Karen. So.
Well, that sounds really lovely. And
yeah.
I hope that you are enjoying it as much as it sounds lovely and not letting the guilt, just like 1% of guilt is allowed every day, but the rest just, You don't worry. Your life is fucked up enough that you've balanced it. You're allowed to have nice things.
Thank you.
Well, that you're coming back to the big bad city with your plans. Does this mean platelets are looking good? Numbers are looking fine?
No, actually.
Okay.
So platelets dropped again significantly. So I've been unmedicated for the past few weeks. I haven't been treating my leukemia at all, waiting for the platelets to go back up. So on Wednesday, I'll find out where they're at now. And I have an appointment with the doctor where we'll discuss the next part, the next idea, her next plan.
What to add to the petri dish?
Yeah, like, let's try something else, I guess. Or, like, what do you want to do? I don't know. It's just, like, every time I get my hopes up, like, this is probably the thing that's going to work. It just doesn't.
Well, when it doesn't, you ever notice it was also part of the plan the whole time?
Yes.
Like, yeah, we never expected that to work, Bianca. We were wasting everyone's time, including mine. What I think is going to work is...
No, they're always really surprised, which is maybe worse, because they're like, now, why doesn't it work for you?
What are you doing? Do you not believe enough?
It works for everyone else, but not for you.
Let me see you take the pills. Take them in front of me.
Yeah. So I have another doctor joining the team. So I'm going to talk to him at the end of the month. He's a platelet specialist.
This is quite the bowling league you've established.
I know. We've got some of the nation's foremost blood cancer specialists, you know, working round the clock for your girl, Bianca B. So don't worry about it. We have our best people on it. And hopefully, you know, I don't get sick and die of this thing. That's all I hope for.
I do think that is hopeful, because at first when I heard mine was like 1.5 in a million that you get this, I was like, oh no, they won't know anything about it. But part of that is they were all so interested and intrigued by it. They wanted to write the paper on it. They wanted to figure it out. So it is them sort of working overtime, because if you're a specialist, you're into it. You know, it's not like regular doctoring. No offense to regular doctors. You're amazing. You're what my mom wanted me to be if I was a boy. But, you know, it sort of adds to the appeal of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm their special little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's so fun for me.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, let's talk last week on Keith and the Girl. That's what we're here for. You kidding me?
All right.
You effing kidding me, bro? Shows 3,279 to 3,281. You guys are just about done, right? We're
seeming it, right?
We're hitting
that many more. I don't think there can be that many more numbers.
Yeah, it's like,
never mind topics.
It's like, you know, the world hits you with a global viral pandemic. Boom. The whole business model has to shift. Nope, they're still doing it multiple times a week. Boom. The city where they live is, you know, overcome by civil unrest. Buildings are boarded up, burned, looting, you know, marches through the streets. Does that deter them from their mission? No. They say, we don't have enough episodes. We need to do our 3,281st episode.
Show must go on.
The Greatest Showman is a movie about Keith and Hemda.
You know, we were almost done. And then the news goes, hey, guess what? Transgender people can have some civil rights. And it's like, well, got to report that. We're back.
I thought we were done. Yeah. So episode 3,279 called Smile, You're on Camera. J.K. Rowling. She's out here running her mouth yet again, just being like, it's like, yeah, you invented Harry Potter. Maybe you should have just stopped there and just gone underground with your millions. I remember one time she was on being interviewed by Oprah, the two of them, and they were talking about how it is to be like so rich that it doesn't even matter. And they were like bonding about it. And Oprah was like, you know, that thing where you go to the store and you're like, which one do I want? And then you think, I don't have to choose. I could get them all. And J.K. Rowling's like, yes, I do know that feeling. That's a feeling I have.
Right. I recently watched again The Talented Mr. Ripley. Holy shit. This is one of the few movies that, like Keith said, no movie has to be over 2 hours except for The Talented Mr. Ripley and a handful of others. And I think Keith would even agree. But it's, you know, with a bunch of rich kids in their early 20s, and one of them meets the other and goes, you know, I just really don't think anybody understands unless they're really wealthy. I mean, some people are rich, but the level of wealth that we have, and he goes, yep, uh-huh, because he's pretending to be someone else who's rich. And she's like, oh, that's so relieving. I never said that out loud, but, you know, the truth is the truth. Anyway.
I just watched that movie for the first time in quarantine.
What'd you think?
Creepy, sexy, right? Italy.
And it ends in a real feel-good way, right?
That's my three-word review. Creepy, sexy, Italy.
You know what? That's the best review I've ever heard of it, and I just heard myself review it. That was shit. You fucking nailed it.
But yeah, J.K. Rowling on trans terminology, it's like just... sit down. Yeah. Come on.
So important.
And like Keith, like you were saying, like, why now?
Right.
Just save it for never.
See what's happening next month or never.
Or never.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you missed your chance to say it. Can't say it now.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
I think
they actually have huge rallies coming up for the opposite of what you're saying. So make sure you get it out now, dum dum. You fucking idiot, dum-dum. Be a person.
Come on.
Come on. Maybe make somebody turn into an animal. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, maybe that's how wizards behave. You don't know what's in her world.
Did she make all the people turn into all the different animals? Nah, there's probably a couple of animals she can write. Like, just think, being like, penguin. And then make a note, penguin. And then take a nap. Because what you're doing now is stupid.
Agreed. You also talked on that episode about quote unquote feel good news stories that are just like police propaganda.
Yeah.
And the one that you talked about, that guy, the officer who planted drugs on a guy, and then
on the road segment, yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
Was it like a 4-hour documentary and they really cut it up fucked up because it makes no sense? And you know, Kendra's right, when you put in jail and you didn't do it, $1 million a year easily when you get out. This person should have 4 million, not have to work with you because he needs to work in that town. That they, you know, it's they really skipped a lot of shit. But like Kendra said, she's guessing, but it seems that the black guy who was framed works for the white guy.
Yeah.
And they're not pals. They didn't go, let's both apply here and work this out. Right.
But even if they were on the same team, in the same level, whatever that means in their industry, why would the black guy be on the same level as this fucking real criminal who only admitted that he did it after he got caught?
Yeah,
and they said that, like, they said it in reverse. They were like, this guy, they started with him admitting it. What a hero. What a heroic move. He's standing by what he's done and he says he's sorry. And then it's like, after being caught with several charges of this same fucking shit, this guy decided to admit it. Wasn't me. They didn't mention how many times he denied it because there had to be some denial if it's several fucking charges. They didn't say that. They didn't say that once the evidence was so goddamn clear that even his fellow officers couldn't cover for him, including the entire department. They didn't say that shit, but they labeled it a feel-good story because you need one right now, because that's how desperate you are and you can't even find it in the truth. Then maybe report that, you bitch.
And picture, well, I've been complaining about, you know, family members that don't seem to get it. And I have to assume they're starting to, I do see, actually, they're starting to get it now. You just had to give them time and 6 million police beating stories. So good for them. But, you know, I can easily see this black guy getting, you know, being framed for drugs. And then he's telling his family, like, I didn't have any drugs. You think every single one of his siblings is going, I know, it's horrible, we're black. No, a sibling or two are going to go, that's what he did. Mm-hmm. He wants you in jail. So he just gave you drugs in your pocket, or didn't even, just had them and said, I took these from your pocket. That really happened. It's worth it to him. That's like,
I think beyond that, there's also the, well, you did smoke pot that one time, as if like, that's a thing. I'm out here talking about how I smoke pot, like it's recreational over here. But you know, people are like, well, was he a criminal? You know, that kind of thing. Like listing the quote criminal activities that we all do pretty much every day, that once somebody else gets caught for it, lock him up in this disgusting, nasty system where we joke about being raped because that's how often it happens. Yeah, definitely.
Mm. I saw it did make me feel good, a feel good story on the news of a white police officer, and I agree, okay, even in saying that it made me feel good, I recognize that it was propaganda and that it shouldn't even be, you know, shown in this way. Anyway, a white police officer pulled over a black woman for speeding, and she was speeding because her baby, her newborn baby, wasn't breathing, and the officer, and they have all this body cam footage of the officer giving infant CPR and saving the baby's life. And this was a year ago. So the feel-good story was that the woman asked the officer if he would be the baby's godfather on her first birthday.
Oh, fuck.
And it did make me feel good. But then I was like, you know what? This should be the only thing that police officers are ever on the news for. Saving a baby in a car. Like
what you were trained for? Yeah. That's part of the training.
I'm like, oh, a story about a police officer helping someone, and we're all fucking shocked, jaw on the floor.
I saw a story today where the headline is, this cop made the woman, the black woman, just get in his car, or said, get in the car. And so I skim it. And the gist is, it's supposed to be a feel-good piece. The gist being, she takes this long walk to work every day, but today it was raining. So the cop car is following her. She's shitting her pants. And then he goes, hey, can I give you a ride?
And I would still be shitting my pants. I would be shitting my pants to say yes. I would be shitting my pants to say no. Maybe I want to walk in the rain. Maybe I'm crying. And also, maybe yes, give me a ride. You're part of this community. It's not that big a deal. You have a protection. You know, maybe it's not part of your job, but as far as I'm concerned, it is. And it's only become a big deal because you've made it part of your job to kill people. And if I'm not talking about you, then guess who I'm talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's right. Like, I don't want any more feel good stories because they should all be, that should be normal.
Right. Behavior. Yeah, not blow your mind. Right. Yeah. Oprah found one. Right. Now she interviews one, you know?
No. Right. No, we expect more here on Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Okay.
Sorry, but we do.
Let's move on. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was the Amy Cooper 911 false accusation bill. What do you think about this? Yay or nay? Should it be a crime to make up that somebody is doing something to you? Which to me, we already have laws like that, right? Like, Kemda, you didn't like it because what if people make something up? But that's with everything. What would the difference be in this one?
I think it'd be very scary. The only thing that comes to mind right away, and I can't get past that, is that if you accuse someone of something and there's not enough evidence or you don't have enough money to get them convicted or the system is just, you know, just went on his side, something like rape, which is very difficult to prove, then that guy can now sue you for false accusation because he's innocent, that means you falsely accused him. So it falls under this weird thing of people are going to be scared to actually accuse people in case they don't have enough evidence or they are afraid they might even lose because it's going to rain even harder on them after.
But in that case, then they don't do it, which as of now, you can't do it, right?
No,
yeah, I think it just depends on like him just sort of getting to the fine print of it, like right. the sort of technical legal ramifications of that could be, you know, a little bit muddy, especially if you're like, if you know, you call 911 and you're like, my husband just punched me in the face, and then, you know, he gets to countersue you because he actually punched you in the neck, not the face. And that's a false accusation, you know,
but also a lot of people who accuse people of doing things, you just don't have enough evidence because you're innocent until proven guilty. So to make people afraid of accusing people is very scary to me.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Well, we asked the audience, yay or nay, to the Amy Cooper 911 false accusation bill. The yays have it, 96%.
There's also, by the way, maybe
that's not going to help change the poll.
I understand.
Said that 1 minute sooner.
Maybe that's not the thing that she gets taken in for, but maybe there are other things that she could be charged for, like disturbing the peace. What about your dog's not on a leash? There are other things that you can get her for that are already on the books that she is doing that's creating a bad atmosphere. I think you can go with that instead of making actual victims afraid to point a finger and say that guy did it.
Is there some kind of law, or does it make it, you're definitely, the jury could lean that you're more guilty if you're screaming and crying that somebody's going to attack and hurt you, but you're awoke enough to use the word African American. Is there something to that we could make a law about? That seems very odd to me.
Yeah, I think that there's something to it for sure, but I don't know how to.
I don't either. We're just brainstorming.
I'm not a lawmaker. I'm not a legislator. And I don't have.
I mean, I don't really know if he's from Africa. I'm just saying he's about to beat the shit out of me. I don't know his heritage per se, but he's of the.
Yeah, I think though, like it's more of like a false sort of sense of action, like to introduce a bill like that or to introduce an act like that is like more of a measure by which to appease people who. Without having to do much, you know, because then a politician can be like, well, as you know, I stood for the Amy Cooper, you know, whistleblower 911 freakout bill. And, you know, so I'm an ally, but really it's a kind of more lip service than anything else. It seems to me because it's so hard to
take away her power to feel good about making that phone call, not take away her power to know if I say you're an African American doing this, that they will come guns drawn. Take that picture away and her power goes away. She knows she can't call for something. Right now, she knows that she could say there's a black man around me and she's going to get a fucking SWAT team. So take that away from her, the systematic fucking bullshit. And then we won't have to have goofy laws like that.
I always hated systematics. Always. I've hated them. Maybe it's all a trick. There's not going to be one of these laws because it's, you know, hard to define. But her name is always associated with there was a bill with her name on it. That's fun to me. And to me, that's plenty.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair.
The Keith Malley, your name is dragged through the mud bill.
Yes. Yeah.
Do we have a motion on the floor to pass, to vote on this? I've been whipping votes all day, and my count is that yes, we do have.
Yes. All right.
Yes. We do Congrats. Have the votes.
Wow, so, Keith. What a big day.
Your name will be dragged through the mud by this man. Okay.
I like it. Kind of like The Scarlet Letter. I never finished it, but I assume it's... I'm making a good point.
Oh, that slut book? Sure. Okay, episode 3280, Etc. with Subha Agarwal. And what a beautiful guest to reintroduce us to guests with. A calm, like, thoughtful energy, a beautiful quarantine kind of glamour that she was just bringing to the table. Uh-huh. And it was an inspiration to see that picture of her with accessories, lipstick, right? You know, a top. I was like,
clothes.
This is what we need in our, you know, entertainers effort.
I like that this is what drew people to the website and to the app to see the lipstick, the earrings. Like, how does she do it? this can't be real. Let's check the site and the app.
When was the last time either of you wore hard pants?
Oh, no.
No. No. Maybe I saw you in person. No.
It's not like we have a virus and civil unrest, so I have to punish myself.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The other day my mom was like, maybe I'll put on jeans.
The hardest of pants.
So exciting. She's like, I got to go to the grocery store. Maybe I'll wear jeans.
Let me tell you something. Know. This is no jeans 2020. It's elastic waistband until 2021 minimum. I will enjoy this through my birthday. Pajamas all day, every day. I love it. My boyfriend's cool with it. He likes when I'm comfortable. He's that kind of nice dude. And I'm into it.
I like, though, Subha's method. Like, I think it's always interesting when people, like, when they're stressed out and they, like, work extra hard, they're more productive. They dress up better and they get all A's and they lose a bunch of weight and they're so skinny and they work out all the time. It's like dysfunction is an interest. You know, it's like, what form does it take? And why did I not get more of that part?
Well, also, if she looked any better, I'd call the hospital. She's right on the edge. I'm a little nervous for her.
How was it talking to Subha? I know she lives in LA now, so she doesn't get to come on the show as much, right?
Not great. Like you were saying, easy breezy. It's been a while, but fun. Kinda.
The mic check was easy. We're like, hey, there's light and we won't be able to see you on video. We'll probably be using this. And she's like, done. She gets up and does it. Everything's plugged in when she came to the Zoom room. And it was just, she's always a delight. She's just a delight. And then honestly, when I heard that she had been with her boyfriend for 2 years and they seem really happy, I'm like, that's great, because all the episodes beforehand, and they make for great episodes, has been her dating life, which has been atrocious. It has been, I mean, this is the PSA for not to date. So it was so nice to be like, yeah, he's cool. We've been through some stuff. So this isn't even really the worst of it. And I'm like, oh, I would like to meet this man. He better be nice, because she's such a quality, lovely person.
Yeah, I remember the time she was on before. She was talking about getting chlamydia from someone who said they were clean. And she goes, well, I just got tested and you're the only one I slept with. I have chlamydia. Oh, chlamydia. Yes. I do have it.
Oh, I thought you said chlamydia.
Right.
Chlamydia. Gotcha.
No, Claudia. It's ours.
Well, speaking of dating, a little Easter egg in that episode is that Andrea went on a date. And I haven't heard from her yet about it, but it was just exciting. Like, oh, she's back in it. She's back in the mud. And she's honestly a warrior. She's our standard bearer as the single early thirts kind of vibe. You know, she's who we all aspire to be. And
yeah, this date took her out for like 2 days. No, this, you don't go on a date with this level of anxiety, share a vape pen, and then be able to sleep at night. Okay, so
she's always doing a high wire act, no matter what. Right. Even if she's lying on the ground, it's still somehow risky. I don't know how she does it.
Do you know she's sick again?
No.
Yeah.
I think she's feeling better by now, but yeah, she was feeling a little run down. But again, like the anxiety is, you know, gets you into a tailspin, and I'm not discounting the sickness. The sickness is real, but it's hard to differentiate between, like, you know, we're living in these very uncertain, not that we were ever certain, but it's a lot to go through. So I don't know. He sounds like a nice guy though.
He brought chips and guac on the date. I know that much.
Are you kidding me? Dips? So. Dips?
The sharing.
We have to abolish dips post COVID. Dip is not a safe food for droplets. Are you kidding me? We were questioning dip before this.
Right. I didn't know that.
We weren't safe around dip, okay? And now we're extra like, this man brought dip and a vape pen and offered right. both. Like, I think he's trying to hurt her. I think he's right. trying to hurt my friend.
He and brought spaghetti and said, can we do it like Lady and the Tramp?
I mean, watch out, Andrea, okay? Watch your back. This is not cool.
You're right. What the hell? We were questioning dip before. I remember saying on the show that
double dipping and all that, yeah.
Yeah, my mom would go to a party, and if the mound was broken, that dip is out.
Yeah. Yeah. People are very, very specific about dip, double dip. You know, the whole thing. There's lots of terminology around it. I think the only safe way to share food is if you buy a sandwich and it comes in two halves and you hold each end of the hoagie and you break it apart. From 6 feet apart, arms fully extended, you just back up, and then you sit and you eat your half.
Yeah, so. That's safe. That sounds good. But didn't it also sound like a very, very romantic? Like, it's so interesting because we're like, oh, look at this date. It was so wholesome. I'm like, they didn't lick each other's assholes? Like, they sat in a picnic and talked. Like a nice get to know you. How are you?
Yeah, that's called conversation play. And it's really fucked up.
She was on a tantric date. These are the what's dates Sting goes on. Yeah.
You know, what's next? Mini golf? These fucking sickos. Ice cream sundae in a drive through. Ugh. No, what's the world coming to? My God, disgusting. No, I mean, for I guess, like, when you consider all of Andrea's stories, sure, that's romantic. I don't know.
I mean, I heard one about throwing up on a dick, so I guess this one was romantic.
It's like, I
thought it was.
Still, she managed to introduce danger with dip and vaping. I mean, she's amazing. I can't get enough. What was the poll for this episode, Keith?
Well, we talked about how is Suba holding up, and she's like, I'm doing good, actually. You know, just sometimes I have to lay down on the kitchen floor and compose myself. The poll was, have you cried over the coronavirus / civil unrest? And the results are 57% yes.
What's wrong with 43% of tear ducts?
Not enough news.
I think you need to get checked. What is your life? What do you cry over? Could we ask that in this thread?
It's probably like the Avengers movie, you know?
Right, they all came back, yay.
Thanos or whatever. It's like, you know. Okay, sure. Thanos, I don't know. Ugh.
What if the maybe we should have a poll for this one, like, are you the virus? Yeah, maybe it'll make sense. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot out there.
I just, or maybe people are so, like, when you get to be so upset that you are just, you shut down.
So much, like, credit. Okay, we should have asked, did you cry and or take unscheduled naps that you just found yourself waking up from? Maybe right. That.
You wrote no, but you didn't add that you're a cutter now.
No crying, but I am homeless.
Right. I jumped right to quelling the demons.
One time when I was extremely depressed, like, you know, pre-diagnosis from a doctor, pre-medication, I was so depressed and I was here at my parents' house and I was looking outside and there was a bird just sort of sitting on a little raft in the lake. And he was just sitting there doing nothing, just a bird, like a bird. And I was convinced that this bird was sick and was dying. And I just looked at it for like 10 minutes. I was like, mom, the bird is sick. The bird is sick. I think the bird is sick. The bird is dying.
Bianca, were you the bird?
I was the bird.
So, in this house, and the dad that doesn't love me is the water, and getting a key is my raft.
So I was like obsessed with this bird. And then once I sort of came out of that state, I was like, hey, remember when I thought that bird was so sick and then it just flew away? So now that's like a phrase that my friends and I use, like when we're projecting. I'm like, I think it's kind of the bird is sick situation.
That's funny.
Would you like to try jeans, honey?
No.
Have jeans. Have you been joining your mom on any runs, or is she...
Yeah, I go for a walk around the lake probably every day. It's like a 3.2 mile loop.
Solid.
And she and I do it together a lot, but she's my coach. She makes me run sometimes for 30 seconds or a minute at a time. But she loses track of time, so then it's like a minute and a half, you know?
Oh, Matt.
Yeah. So, we're out there. We're That's getting nice. Our heart rates up. But it's very hilly, so even the walk is really tough because the That's hills fantastic. Are steep. Yeah.
My brother Andrew, who did 8 marathons last year on 7 different continents, he's turning 46 this year. Anyway, he's got 2 little kids, and with all this quarantine, he's got to take them pretty much everywhere, and he's got to get his runs in. So he like sets up a tent on the side of the track, and then eventually they get up and they run with daddy. And I gotta say, they're like 4 and 6, and they did a mile, and they have all this. Yeah, because both their parents are runners, so it's almost like it's going to happen. So they're running. It's so adorable. Okay, I went too far. Hi, things are cute. I can't help it. I call my other nephew. Okay, we're in it. I call my...
This is the feel-good story portion of the episode. Go on.
I got my eyes open. And so he'll have their lunch, but they have to chase him to get it. And then they burn that off.
Well, Max is 3 now, and Xerxes has this Muppet. And so sometimes I call on FaceTime, and as soon as they pick up, all they see is the Muppet. And he goes, Peter, because I can't think of any real names, like new names. So I'm like, what's my name? Peter. So, okay, that's it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm leaving.
Family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's
so cute.
It's like,
Bianca can't get a key and my dad wants me dead. But that was a fun story, Khanda.
Thank you.
There is a bird out there that is in grave danger. Okay. Episode 3,281. Yes. Statues of limitations. See what you did there. Thank
you. I think Keith was all the I think he was all the titles last week, and I'm gonna say he killed it. The statues of limitation. I know we decided the night before the title, and he totally forgot that conversation. So he goes, I have a title, and I'm like, yeah, we both do. And he's like, statutes of limitation. I'm like, oh, okay. I see why you would pretend we didn't think of another one. So
the other one was going to be, what can I say?
Well, we can save that for another ep. Yep. That's sure exciting. Yeah. We'll bank that.
Well, we're this already ahead.
Yeah. I mean, we're so productive. The guest was Ben Katzner. And I haven't been in love like this since Hannah Berner was on. The guy is a treasure. He's so funny and nice to listen to. The episode was a longie. Mm-hmm. And I could have hung in there for another hour or two with you guys. It was just such a lovely conversation.
Yeah, well, I remember we forgave his sound.
We forgave his sound. Last year, whenever Ben was on last, it was because he wrote us and said, hey, you know, I have this crazy adoption story and blah, blah, blah. And he had detail. And I'm like, all right, I love detail. And then, of course, he was on and gave all the detail that I wanted. And so it was no surprise that having him on again, that he'd be able to explain what's going on out there. And I thought he was great.
But you were mad at his setup?
His sound was like hollow or whatever, you know.
Not mad, because we know not everybody has the equipment. Mad, Keith?
Not mad, but
are you trying to be Q&A? This isn't the Q&A show.
Right. Right. No, just, you know, for him, he should give a fuck.
Right. For him.
Right.
For his own self.
I like echoey bad sound because it shows things are real and we're all different.
Yeah. It shows regular- that we have a way to go in right. life.
You learn, you get a little extra layer about what the guest is going through as opposed to them being in the studio in front of good mics.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think his mic looked like, you know what his microphone looked like? Like, an old timey mic, like what Conan O'Brien would have on his desk, but you know it doesn't work.
Right. Where he would always be like messing with it as part of his comedy joke.
So, yeah. But he's got to hold it in his hand. But I liked him.
Yeah, I just loved that episode. I thought it was a great one. We've got an OMAT tat. That's gotta feel good.
It does feel good. You know, really, every time somebody says, hey, this is why it's working, you know, we have a Q&A at the end of every session, and sometimes it's not questions, it's just here's how I applied it, and here's what came back to me, and I'm like, right, this is working because I'm not just talking shit. Like, this is a real thing, and it makes me feel really good because all of these things, OMAT was designed for me to not get into my depression and to try to work things out. And just passing this along and seeing that this is working, it's amazing. It's a dream. I love it. And I think it makes sense to tattoo OMAT on you, like to remind you to take a breath and take a minute. I think it's fantastic.
I like where Jeremy put the tattoo, right on his wrist.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd put it there or my penis.
I'm going to get one that says OOTAT. One OMAT tattoo at a time.
Perfect.
Comedy.
Yeah, if it was my dick, I'd spell it out. Yeah.
Come on, Keith. Yeah, it's that kind of show.
It would still do the same thing. 1 minute at a time. I was going with the 1 minute at a time.
Oh, okay.
You're tattooing 1 minute at a time on your dick. You're doing 1 minute at a time. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so. When Max picks up the phone, it's so cute because there's a puppet already talking to him.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Kenda
just starts ripping a ribbon out of her mouth. You know, this.
We're used to your old tricks, Hemda. You can't get us anymore.
Hey, what do you think when he mentions the Secret Service, Trump, and he says SS, or he's holding the Bible in a way I've seen Hitler hold his hand, the half-lazy Heil Hitler? Am I reading too much into that, or is there something different?
No, I have on my notes Trump's Nazi tweets. Mm-hmm. He's definitely signaling into his, you know, bassist bass. Hey, I'm with you. And these liberal cucks don't know it because I'm so sneaky. But we all know what the deal is, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think I don't think you're crazy to think it's deliberate. I think it's more than deliberate. I think it's calculated and purposeful and planned and meaningful and really, really, really fucked up. So, yeah, that guy's not, he's not good.
Right.
And that's our last feel good story. Let's get real.
What was the poll with Ben?
The poll was, do you have a black friend? Yes or no? 100% of our audience, yes. They do indeed have a black friend.
Here's a new challenge. It's 2020. Congrats, find your guys. Second one.
Yeah, congrats. It was interesting to hear Ben, the first person account of like white friends texting him poetry or being like, you know, how you doing? And he's like, I'm okay. And they're like, oh, well, I am just absolutely wrecked. I mean, can you believe it? And then me, and then you, and what about you and me and you? And please help me feel better. Please help me feel better. I'm sorry. You know,
just tell me I'm good and we can hang out.
please tell me I'm good. Tell me I'm good. Anyway, congrats to the audience on their rich friendships. Mm-hmm. Really happy for you guys.
I think they're counting Ben Katzner, some of those. So
right. 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 They all have black friends, but some of them never met a Jew.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you know, we got our eye on the polls. We got, you know, we're in the lab doing all our calculations. So thanks for being a respondent. I did listen to a VIP show this week.
Ooh, which one?
I listened to Nonsense episode 13. Mm. Wait. And it was the return of Carmen to the show. Keith was also there. He cannot help himself.
I think I have to be, but yes.
I know you do. Because he's like letting them go. And then the first time something might be even a little bit confusing to the audience, he's like, here I am for exposition. What Carmen is talking about is this. And this is the way in which that Kyle is misunderstanding Carmen. And let me just explain it to you guys so that we're all clear. And okay, I'm back out. I'm off mic. Actually, no. The deal with that is that Kyle is a big fat liar or whatever, you know, right. Like.
Well, it's so, like, oh, that's cute. And I'll be like, and by that, of course, the rabbit that's right outside your car where you're recording inside of. Okay.
Oh, that's perfect. You're the mansplainer.
Yes.
Well, yeah, they do a lot of like, yeah. And then I made a face like this.
Okay, kind of a confused face, but sure of yourself at the same time.
Yeah, and Keith has to be there to sort of, you know, guide the listener. Because it really does just feel like a fly in the wall of two pals just right. chatting. It was so fun.
Here's the thing, like the actual Easter eggs that they don't know they're being recording. This is actually just brunch, and Keith tolerates being around multiple women by recording them and putting them out.
Yeah, and then making sure that he corrects them at every turn.
Well, those interjections come later when he's like, so I was there and here's what was happening.
But it's such a fun show, and it's like it's nice to have all these newer voices on the VIP. You know, we've got Craig, we've got Newsy Chew, we've got Carmen and Kyle. We still have Keith, so that's great. We all love it. Keith's brother? I know. Are you kidding me? It's like a whole friggin' set of new toys. It's like COVID happened, and Keith and the girl were like, here's a whole bunch of new action figures for you to play with. Mm-hmm. You know, sick of Bianca? Try these people. You know, and they should be, because it's been this is episode 105, and it's like, you know, what else do I have to say? Blah, blah, blah. You know, the show was great. I loved it. I'm such a fan of Keith and Hemda, and I'm happy to be here, and everything's good, and everybody loves it. You know, it's like, enough of her.
Platelets are low. Well, they were low before.
They were low. They were back. They were stable. Now they're low. Now they're up. It's like, give us something new to think about. Give us new voices. So I'm loving it.
Good.
Turns out. And a minute with Benny is hilarious, because it should just be Benny talks about whatever he wants.
Right. Should I get a dog or a cat? I forget exactly what kind of cat they have, but it's like, well, you should get a brown Bengal cat, and it should be 4 years old, and it should be just a little overweight, like mine.
Well, me personally, I also want to be an actor, and so you should get on TikTok.
Right. Which is what I know. I was just asking how I should deal with protests, though.
TikTok.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Penny. What should I do? I'm going a little stir crazy. Well, you want to get the latest Grand Theft Auto, I think. Okay, Benny. I think this is some idea you have.
What do you think of Carmen's setup? Would you want to be with your significant other and a bunch of their family members?
For the who knows when unforeseeable future? No.
No.
Not my bag. By the way, speaking of Benny, did you see in show notes, he was under Suba's show, you can see his Black Lives Matter poster.
Yeah, it was
that he drew. It's really funny. So it's a guy, and then he's Latino, and like half the guy's brown, the other half the guy's black, and then he says, we all have the same blood. I don't know if that's true, but I get his gist, and it's a very powerful message you can see in our pics.
We all, you know, some of our bloods have more platelets than others.
Right.
But other than that,
we still call it blood.
Some of our blood has cancer. It's fine. It's still okay. Right. My sign editing is getting better. I agree with you that that's not a very good sign to protest with, but I'm working on it. Right. Okay. So, anything else, guys? Do you have any follow-ups?
I played poker with Hollywood Craig, and I won. I wanted to make that clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a few people. It was down to me and Hollywood Craig, and I won. Very excited.
Yes, you did. You also set it up, so that's interesting.
Oh, come on.
Just of note, Pete. You know, I mean, just full disclosure.
Come on, stop it.
You did very good.
Craig, you heard it here, buddy. You fucking lost.
Yep. Yep.
You didn't know.
One ace in your hand and went all in. I had two.
Bitch. What are you guys having for dinner?
Ooh, that's a good question. Fuck, I got to think of another meal. I don't know. We're having dishes for dinner. Is dishes the answer? Fucking more dishes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting hungry, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited to eat. Keith, what about you?
I something comes to me as I'm walking. I really couldn't tell you now.
It's 2 days to pizza day, so, you know, that's where my mindset is at.
2 days to pizza day. All right. You
know, I haven't had a fried chicken sandwich in a long time. I think I'm going to do that.
Mm. Nice. Love that for you. All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, la 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 la. We love last week on Keith and the girl. Yeah. Bong bong. KeithandtheGirl.com.